W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, some nearby counties, and the FBI pitch in to raise an $80,000 reward to find a man accused of killing five people inside a home. Correspondent Janet Shamlian is in Cleveland, Texas.
Sheriff's deputies say the deadly rampage started late Friday night. The suspect's neighbor, Wilson Garcia, asked him to stop firing his gun in his yard so they could put a baby to sleep. After that talk with his neighbor, investigators say Earl Pezza, who had been drinking, took an AR-style rifle, entered his neighbor's home, and started firing.
The National Weather Service confirms an EF2 tornado with winds of up to 130 miles per hour hit Palm Beach Gardens, Florida over the weekend. WPEC-TV's Al Pefley is there.
The tornado sent trees crashing down on top of cars.
I was upstairs cleaning, and all of a sudden, I just heard this noise, and I looked out the window. And I mean, it was just coming. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
At the HMY Yacht Club in Palm Beach Gardens, the tornado swept through and damaged yachts, picking them up and tossing them in the air.
And a possible tornado touched down at Virginia Beach Sunday, damaging up to 100 homes. Regulators are searching for a solution to First Republic Bank's woes, hoping to find a way forward before U.S. stock markets open in just over 6 hours. Shares have plummeted as people withdraw deposits. California Democrat Ro Khanap says he is working on new bank legislation.
Look, pay a fee and have some guarantee on these deposits, because otherwise, what's going to happen? Regional banks, they're going to be insecure, or people are going to be concerned, and they're going to start to consolidate into the top banks. And you have a lot of these payroll companies telling these companies to move to the bank.
Production could stop 24 hours from now on TV and movie sets if Hollywood producers and the Writers Guild of America cannot reach a new deal. CBS's Elise Preston.
The last walkout was in 2007 and lasted 100 days. Current members are ready to reenact these scenes, having voted to authorize a strike as early as Tuesday.
Writers are making 23% less than we were 10 years ago, while the companies are making record profits.
The union wants higher pay for episodes airing on traditional TV and increased guaranteed residuals, especially on streaming platforms like Paramount Plus and Netflix.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk says starting sometime this month, media companies could begin charging users to read articles they publish on the social media platform. This would allow users who do not want to pay for a full monthly subscription to pay a higher price per article when they only want access to some of an outlet's content. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
We're all familiar with the three whats. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You could nominate your D-bag of the year. Got a nominee for us?
There were so many of them as we can tell. I had to go with the ranked choice system, okay?
I like the way you think, Griffin. Okay. What else you got?
Rojo.
You know, listener poll. I think this nominee for D-bag of the year pretty much sums it up.
Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
So, after what happened in East Palestine, when you hear that there's a train derailment in Wisconsin, do you believe them when they say, everything's fine?
No worries.
No worries.
It's all good.
844-967-2789. 8-9. And I'm not trying to trust, I mean, so distrust of our officials. But it is a little weird when you see the pictures that came out of the train derailment that happened in Crawford County, of just train cars in the floating in the Mississippi River.
Floating down the Mississippi River.
And, you know, it was not the same kind of chemicals that were in the train. For East Palestine, there was not a big kaboom of a big fire, but it still raises, for me, it also raises the questions of where are we with all the like train regulation that everyone was calling for in February when that happened? And I guess that's the question. Do you trust that if you're living in Crawford County, which is, I think, where the derailment happened, is about 30 miles away from La Crosse in DeSoto and Ferryville. But, you know, for the people who are, and they're already experiencing flooding all week.
Yes, it's a mess.
And so it's been a mess over on the west side of Wisconsin. But I guess when you see something like this happen, do you trust that everything's okay when they say that it, you have nothing to worry about? 844-967-2789. And so if you did not see, no, it doesn't seem like anyone was injured.
I think four employees were hurt.
Yeah. So it says four members of the train, they received medical attention. Several train cars are in the Mississippi River and along its bluff. And it, at least what was on the train, it sounds like it was paint, lithium ion batteries, and oxygen tanks. And they're still not sure what caused the derailment. There's an investigation into it now. But the big takeaway is that residents have been told that they don't need to evacuate and that it doesn't pose a risk to the river, which I also find, it's like, how is this?
I mean, even
objects that are not, I feel like whatever stuff's in the water that's not supposed to be there, to say like, no, it's fine. It's like, what is it?
I mean, even paint, you don't want paint in your water. If some of those containers broke open, and I know that they say that the batteries were contained, so that's not a problem. And again, as you said, I don't mean to cast aspersions on the officials and what they're saying, but with what has been happening, especially since what happened in East Palestine, it makes you twitchy.
Yeah, and I guess that's more of the thing of just with what happened there and kind of the knee-jerk reaction to East Palestine was after 3 days, you're like, you're fine to go back.
No worries.
And it doesn't I don't know, and I'm not an expert, so it's like saying, what do I know as far as batteries and paint and if it actually causes an issue? But it does feel like when you see those pictures, it's very jarring to just see a train flipped over and in the water and be like, all right, well.
That's normal.
That's normal. But it is, I mean, it is interesting. In the Journal Sentinel's write-up of this, this was so far in 2023, talking about the frequency of train derailments. There was one other in Wisconsin on January 31st. And in 2022, Wisconsin had 11 derailments. And in 2021, there was 15. And across the U.S., derailments occurred last year, was about 1,173. And 1,099 the year before. But this is what's wild, because I do think the conversations around regulation can very much have died down.
Oh, it's crickets now.
It's crickets now. But I do have a couple, because I looked this morning out of curiosity of what's going on in East Palestine. But before we move on to that, in 1977, guess how many trains derailed?
Nationwide?
Nationwide.
1,500.
More.
2,500.
More.
3,500.
8,000. Isn't that wild? When we think about how outraged people are now that, you know, the train derailments feel like they're happening a lot. Sometimes it happens at the expense of the environment or people getting hurt. But in 1977... 8,000 trains derailed. So it's been an improvement over the last
years. Yay us.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Wow, I had no idea. And I'm embarrassed because I was alive then. Although I was in high school.
But I'm not sure you were paying attention to nationwide train derailments.
Concerned about train derailments, but that's just shocking.
We have a comment on the YouTube live stream, which you are welcome to watch if you are near your computer, if you'd like to see Jane and I. But Benjamin Zimmerman says, right after the news broke, the Navy made a mustering exercise titled Naval Station Great Lakes Train Derailment. The naval bases in North Chicago thought it was poor timing and inappropriate. I didn't hear about that.
I didn't either.
But thanks for the comment, Benjamin. But yeah, I guess... I don't know. It really is nothing, but it felt like.
Well, I just think we're all so much more aware of it now because of what happened in East Palestine. And as you said, that's just kind of disappeared from the news. Although there is an article here on Fox News from just a couple of days ago from the 26th that Norfolk Southern CEOs Alan Shaw in March faced questions about the derailment, was asked a number of times if the company would compensate homeowners for their losses. He said he's committed to doing what's right for the community, but doesn't go into any specifics. And well, any specifics about what they're going to do for these people.
So it's interesting because on the same day, April 26th, I saw an article from The Week saying East Palestine derailment will cost rail company $387 million. And so they said that that figure is likely to increase. So the charge was announced as part of Norfolk Southern's first quarter financial report. While the company didn't go into specific details, Mark George, Norfolk Southern's chief financial officer, said in investor calls that the costs were related to site cleanup, community support, legal expenses, pending settlements. And speaking of pending settlements, another update about East Palestine. There's an Ohio inmate who's suing the company.
He's suing Norfolk Southern?
Yep. Ohio Penn inmate sues Norfolk Southern CEO over East Palestine derailment. An inmate who was sitting in a prison cell nearly 20 miles from East Palestine when a train hauling toxic chemicals went off the tracks is suing the chief executive of the railroad. I wonder how strong his case is.
Because it shook him?
Well, I also wonder if it's because they can't evacuate.
Oh, right.
Like, if the inmates get sick, because it's not like they can leave the area.
Right.
Maybe there's a case there, which is, I had never even thought about that as far as being detained in an area that is polluted like that if you have a strong case. But yeah, it's it should be interesting to see if there that actually goes somewhere. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the extent of the updates I saw. And so maybe we can get John Russell, who is from the same county,
yep,
and does a lot of report, like independent reporting in Ohio. He's been on the show a couple times to talk about his on-the-ground reporting of East Palestine. And maybe we can get him back on the show to give us an update of what's been going on. Because it's been, unless you seek it out, it certainly has not been in the news.
Well, and I guess because I run into trains here in Waukesha, mm-hmm, at least a couple of times a week. Because they go right through, you know, the edge of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so much more cognizant now of what potential ramifications could be if something happens. And granted, the trains that are moving through the area are moving relatively slowly. But the lack of concern, it seems to me, by the railroad companies themselves to update their own safety equipment and address this, they're just like, yeah, whatever.
Gotta make that money.
It'll go away.
It'll go away.
People will forget.
But I guess that's maybe the point is, like, do you forget? After something like the Ohio derailment, is it not forefront of your mind when something like that happens in your backyard? Because that's certainly, like, I feel like a year ago, had I seen that, it would have not caught my eye the same way it did yesterday when I started seeing reports of the derailment that happened in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. And again, it's in, we have two big boxcars in the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, speaking of environment.
Oh, this is kind of, yes.
So this happened Wednesday, so we're a little late to talking about it. But Ron Johnson has a tendency to say things that are controversial. And Wednesday was more of the same, where he, to summarize it, basically said, isn't climate change good for Wisconsin because it basically warms up our brutal winters? And the internet kind of had a field day. And I guess the question now is, beyond that, I think Mark Pocan's quote, he's like, I guess you could say if you get COVID, the benefit is you lose some weight.
Okay.
So, like, you know, trying to find the silver lining out of a bad situation, you could maybe do that out of anything. But I guess my question to people, to you, is what effects of climate change are you already feeling in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. So that could be the floods that are happening on the Mississippi right now. It could be the lack of ice cover we had on the Great Lakes over the winter. Cranberry farmers, I know it's an issue. Farming in general is an issue. But beyond warmer winters, what is climate change doing in your own backyard? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
We'll have to wait and see. I'll call you back later.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 34 overnight under cloudy skies with mixed precipitation likely. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 43 cloudy. Lows dip down to about 36. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers. A dusting of snow overnight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
So warmer temperatures in Wisconsin in the short term feel good, but for you personally, have you seen climate change affect things in your life, whether it's winter sports or flooding or farming? And we ask because Ron Johnson thinks it's a good thing.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Before we move on, Roger Frost added on the Facebook live stream a note about our last topic with how, I think this is talking about how there was 8,000 train derailments in 1977, and now we're ranging around 1,000 to 1,100 for the last couple of years. He said USA has about 28,000 fewer miles of railroads now than in 1990.
Wow.
So that could be a big reason beyond just regulation or deregulation of just there is less trains. There's less train tracks. But moving on to Ron Johnson. And it, let's play the clip of what he said, and then we'll go from there.
Take a listen.
Because of climate change, we're going to actually have a reduced risk of mortality overall in the United States. In terms of excess deaths, a warming globe is actually beneficial. In my own state, your study shows that we'd have a reduction in mortality of somewhere between 54 and 56 people per, I guess it's 100,000. Why wouldn't we take comfort in that?
What the work shows and the chart is that the effects of climate change are going to be very unequal. And absolutely, Wisconsin, Chicago, where I live, the reduction in cold days, the benefits from that will outweigh the damages from the hot days. But if you look more carefully at that, there's large swatches of the country where the damages will be much larger.
Well, that's your problem.
And there's so much here. So on one hand, I mean, it's like, because he also says, he's like, well, it's going to get really hot in Africa, but that's not our problem. And so beyond it just being a ethnocentric, like, statement as far as, well, as long as we're okay,
nothing to worry about.
Who gives a hoot?
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to start bringing back old colloquialism lingo because I can't swear on the air. So the other things that I can say that's just goofy, we're going to bring it back.
Like kerfuffle.
Anyway. Like kerfuffle. Quibble. So it's one, it's like, it's kind of saying, because I've heard people make this argument of, when it gets so hot in the Sun Belt that you can't live there anymore, or when fresh water is basically like oil, where how like rare and
precious
it is, then we'll be great. We'll be in a great position. You're like, oh, I'm great. Like, good to know that other places have to be like apocalyptic, and then it will be good for Wisconsin, and that's when people will finally move back.
Well, and I find it interesting also that Senator Johnson isn't concerned at all about sea level rise, considering that he and his family have this compound now on the coast in Florida.
Seriously. And so beyond, these... Oh, the winters are better. People might move here because it's more temperate. Those are basically the only arguments I could find. And they're pretty superficial compared to the catastrophe that's going to be caused around the world and around the country. But it's also, there is no expert has agreed that there is not ramifications for Wisconsin. And so I'm asking you, what have you felt already in your time living in Wisconsin that you can see, you can feel the change? I guess good or bad, but...
I would think hunters and any kind of outdoor sportsman more than anyone has seen what's been happening over the last couple of years.
Because
they're out in nature.
People are out in nature a lot. I would imagine farmers and how wet things are getting.
Or dry.
I would certainly think cranberry farmers, like I've heard cranberry farmers as far as, you know, part of the reason why Wisconsin is the largest manufacturer of cranberries is because of our climate. And so if things get warmer, and it's because of the cooler temperatures, and there's that window in the fall where it needs to be cold enough for the cranberries to be ripe, but before they actually freeze, so you lose the entire harvest. And in years where we have warmer and warmer falls, you know, huge swaths of the product aren't actually ripe yet.
Right.
And it's just smaller yields, right? And so 844-967-2789, what are some of the effects or symptoms you've already seen in Wisconsin of climate change that maybe Ron Johnson should be aware of?
Well, I can share one thing.
Okay.
And I think I've mentioned this before, but I have a planter in our yard that keeps flowering now on the ground. So these are annuals. These are not perennials that are meant to make it through the winter. These are annuals that are supposed to die, and then you buy new ones. Well, now when they flower off and fall to the ground, they're coming back, which is great for my yard. But snapdragons aren't supposed to be able to survive through the winter. That's not good. And that also leads me to believe that other things and certain bugs and things are also surviving through the winter. That shouldn't.
We should get, who's the bug expert we got?
Oh, PJ Leash.
We should get him back. Because I actually think I saw something that lantern bugs.
Lantern flies.
The lantern flies are going to come back with a vengeance.
Great.
So we should talk to him as far as if there's not enough things to be scared about to get PJ back to let us know about what we can expect for how buggy this summer is
going to
be.
What's going to kill us next?
Because, I mean, truly, because this winter was not that bad.
No, it wasn't.
We had the week around Christmas that was super cold. I would like it to be warmer than it is, although today is beautiful. But as far as killing things, this winter, I don't know how much this winter killed things. So, like, what does that mean for our summer?
You need a hard freeze. You need a hard freeze for some of these things.
So let us know. What are you already seeing in Wisconsin when it comes to climate change and things that it's changing, whether it's rain, floods, lack of freezing? 844-967-2789. We will take your calls and your texts when we come back. 844-96-PARTY. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, officials raise an $80,000 reward to find the suspect who killed five neighbors in Texas, including a young boy. FBI Special Agent James Smith.
We're asking everyone for your help till we can bring this suspect, or this monster, I will call him, to justice.
A possible tornado hits Virginia Beach. Stephen Keck lives there.
The trees, there's such, you know, beautiful, older, bigger trees, and they were gone. Like, I could see over into the next neighborhood perfectly.
And as many as 100 homes there are damaged. The clock is ticking, now 6 hours until the financial markets open, and regulators are hoping to find a buyer for the failing First Republic Bank before trading begins.
The FDIC would prefer to sell the bank in its entirety than the pieces. What will most likely happen is the FDIC will seize control and then simultaneously resell the asset to the successful bidder.
That's IBM Vice Chair Gary Cohn on Face the Nation. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to iupatdc7.com. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 109 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Health, in terms of excess death, we're actually in a better position to prevent death by having the climate increase in temperature a little bit,
so,
right?
Senator, I'm not familiar with that study. What I am familiar with is my study. Your characterization of it is incorrect.
Well, your study is very favorable to my state. Our mortality declines by 54 per 100,000.
Wisconsin will benefit in terms of mortality. There are 49 other states in the United States. Many of them will suffer. Many of them will suffer more than Wisconsin will gain. And that is the nature of climate change. It's very unequal.
According to your study, you're concerned if you're in the really hot region of Africa, but in terms of the United States and most of Europe, we're in pretty good shape. We're all blue. We have reduced risk of death.
Yeah, so if you look carefully at the top of that figure, a large section of the country is not blue. Those are the areas where some of your colleagues represent people, and those people are going to face increased risk of mortality.
What I can't get over, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are discussing partially the comments that Ron Johnson, our senior senator, had on Wednesday about a climate change report and basically his indignant position of, well, Wisconsin looks like it's going to be fine. So why should I care?
We're good. We're all good.
And, you know, what this, and this is, it's funny because our friend Joe McClear left a funny comment on the Facebook live stream. Evergreen headline, quote, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said, insert statement on issue here, experts disagree. Because that literally is the headline from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel covering this story, saying Ron Johnson said climate change could be good for Wisconsin. Experts disagree. And one of the things they point out in this, in their write-up about this, is that the article itself, I mean, the study itself is only looking at deaths from
heat and cold.
Heat and cold.
Right.
And so what it doesn't look at is the fact that basically it doesn't account deaths from weather events. So like extreme rainfall, flooding, hurricanes. So if you think about, what did the death toll end up being in Florida last year with the massive...
Oh, the hurricanes?
Yeah, it was like 50, 60, 70 people.
Oh, and some of those communities are never going to come back.
And so you know, the findings are basically, and like, it doesn't take in account cases of humidity, and there's all these other things beyond just like freezing to death or heat stroke,
right,
that you can die from when it comes to weather events, climate change events. And so even the point that he's trying to make is it's not the full picture. But one of the other things in this article that I thought was interesting is your neighbor cares, probably most likely cares about climate change more than you think they do. So it says as much as 90% of Americans underestimate how much people care about climate change.
Oh, interesting.
And so this was a study published last year from the journal Nature Communications. And so in the misperception is common across all states, demographics, political parties. And so in Wisconsin, 62% of people worry about climate change. That's like, again, in this state, that's a pretty high majority. And so 62% worry about climate change in Wisconsin and support policies to address it. But they believe they're in the minority, thinking that far less people share their concerns. And this is true in every county of the state. I find that to be fascinating, that so many of us individually, if you ask, worry, care, support changes, and yet our assumption about our neighbor is, well, they probably don't care as much. And so the ramifications of that is that it keeps people from speaking out. And so maybe it's just like, oh, I'm just going to keep the peace. And, not, you know, if they don't care about like climate change, I'll just kind of keep it to myself. But I thought that was fascinating as far as our misconceptions about how many people actually are worried about this and want the people in charge to do something.
844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text from the 608. Ron Johnson has never listened to expert advice on anything. Whatever he claims, the opposite is likely true. Just because we're not going to be underwater like Florida doesn't mean we won't be impacted. Isn't the number one headline on the hourly local news that the towns along the Mississippi and Grant County are underwater right yep. now? And we have lithium ion batteries on this train that just derailed being washed into the river. Come on.
Totally. I mean, it's ironic that those, like he said this literally as that part of the state
is drowning. 844-967-2789-920. I'm really worried about this summer because only 7% of the Great Lakes were covered in ice, mm-hmm. which is significantly below the 35 to 40% ice cover that is considered normal.
And like that they wrote that up a couple times as far as, you know, when we were, again, in the moment when it's not bitterly cold, it does feel good. I'm not going to say that it doesn't.
And I don't think anybody's going to disagree. Gosh, I wish it was 30 below longer.
Like when January was as mild as it was, it felt good. But there's ramifications of that. And exactly as the last texter said, the ramifications are huge as far as not, I mean, you know, beyond, again, the personal gain of cold weather sports, but it causes conditions that disrupt our ecosystems. And so, you know, the ice tempers waves. So when there's low ice cover, waves can be larger, leading to lakeshore flooding and erosion. More water also evaporates off the lake when there's low ice, which can cause dangerous lake effect snowstorms, which we saw in Buffalo, New York last year.
Oh, that was a nightmare.
Ice acts as a shield, protecting eggs that are incubating after fish like whitefish, walleye spawn near the nearshore areas. And when ice isn't there, strong winds and waves stir up the sediment, decreasing the number of fish that hatch in the spring. So again, fishermen, there's going to be less fish. And so there's all these different things. And Wisconsin is wetter. We're having more extreme rain events. And so that is affecting, again, flooding.
Farmers.
But also farmers. Rainfall has already increased 17% on average across Wisconsin.
Wow.
That's a big number.
That is a big number.
And southern Wisconsin is seeing the biggest increases in rainfall, and it's putting infrastructures like roads, bridges, stormwater structures at risk. And so I just, the short-term gain of I put my winter jacket away sooner, I get it. I like it too. But there are so many other things that are way worse that we should be worried about in this state. So even like his argument, well, this is good for our state. It's like, no, it's not.
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Ted from Manitowoc joining us. Hey, Ted, what do you want to say?
Yes, NASAgovernment.com has been recording since 1880 that the Celsius temperature went up 0.5%.
Okay.
So what do they say the temperature has risen to? How much has it gone up in the last 100 years? I'm just curious.
I do not know that off the top of my head, Ted. But wait, what was the website?
NASAgovernment.com.
NASA? Like NASA as in like the NASA?
Yes. .gov.
All right. So wait, so do you think that climate change is a good thing or a bad thing for Wisconsin?
Well, is it even going on if it went up 0.5% since 1880, since he started recording?
But Ted,
is that significant?
But haven't you seen?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out that it's half a degree Celsius it went up since 1880. But which, in time, in 1,000 years, I suppose, you know what I mean?
So you're saying that you don't think it's actually happening?
It is. It's at what rate? It's at 0.5% since 1880.
So you think we can go another 1,000 years and everything is going to be fine?
Depending. We're doing studies right now in the next 50 years to see if it goes up or down. Because the climate's actually been changing since 2,000 years. It varies. It goes up and down.
Well, and the thing is, I will say this. I think there's something as far as people saying, you know, the climate has always changed for the Earth. But humans have not always inhabited the Earth. Let's just remember that we are guests here, and this place far, far predates our species and our ability to live here. And so I think what we're trying to say is continuing to try to keep a planet where we are comfortable and can survive here, because I think the Earth is going to be here whether or not we are. And that's kind of what it always comes back to, is like, it's not so much the Earth, and the Earth obviously continues to change and evolve and is alive, but like, how many of us are going to be here to be able to actually like inhabit it? But thanks so much for the call, Ted. And I do stand corrected as far as here in Southeast Wisconsin, our winter was not very hard, but we just got corrected by Michael on the YouTube live stream. I live near the Twin Cities. This winter was not easy this year. This winter was the second snowiest winter we had on record. We also went nearly 6 months without seeing 50 degrees.
Well, and I was thinking about this over the break.
Thank you for the correction, Michael.
And this is just indicative that different things happen all over the country, you know? And we spoke to someone at the Birkebeiner this year. These were probably the best conditions they've seen at the Berkey.
They almost thought there was going to be too much snow.
Too much snow. But in prior years, it was like, well, we're going to have to do something about this or shorten the course or something, because there just isn't any snow.
Yeah. And so I sometimes Ron Johnson makes himself an easy target. And so it becomes very easy to poke at the things that he says. But I do think it's a reminder and an opportunity for us to talk about, beyond milder winters, some of the actual effects that are going to happen. And so we'll continue to take your texts and calls if you have anecdotes to share as far as things that you've been seeing. But surprise, surprise, we also have more Brewers tickets to give away.
We do.
And so if you have no plans for tonight,
it is for tonight.
It's for tonight. It's for tonight at 7:10 at American Family Field. And this is on behalf of our
flagship
stations, WISS, WRCE in Richland Center. But we are giving away two tickets two sets of two tickets tonight. So we are going to a break soon, so get your fingers ready. But if you would like to, if you have a babysitter, if you have no kids, if you can make spontaneous plans, we would love to hear from you. We would love to give you these tickets. So give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're not going to ask you a trivia question.
No, there's no test.
There's no test. We just want to give these tickets to you. We may bring you on the air, so if you're shy, beware. But yeah, so we, I guess, like I said this yesterday at the end of the show, but apparently two of the Los Angeles Angels players are two of the best players in baseball right now.
Oh, really?
Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani.
All right.
Luke Mathers had to tell me that. But so it should be a good game. It should be, if you really are a fan of baseball, of getting a chance to see those two play.
And what a beautiful night to hang around and tailgate.
Seriously.
It's going to be perfect.
So yeah, so if we're doing the first giveaway of the first two tickets right now. So give us a call, 844-967-2789. Jane will talk to you. She'll get your information. We may even bring you back when we come back from the break. But and if you don't get to go to the game tonight or you already have plans, you can always listen to it on Civic Media's flagship Brew Crew station, WISS, Oshkosh Air Support, as well as WRCE News from the center in Richland Center. So we want to hear from you. We want to give you tickets. 844-967-2789. And when we come back, we'll talk to the winner and we'll do the weekly headline quiz. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Rain likely early, then becoming mixed precipitation today. Otherwise, overcast skies. High of 43, northwesterly winds, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 36. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, 45. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright. She is Jane Mattner. What were we just listening to?
That is
Jane?
Rock This Test by the Centennial Arts Academy fifth graders.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Thank you, my fine gems.
I love kids singing. It was just like loud talking on beat. All right. Well, do we have a winner of the Brewers tickets?
We do. Adam is joining us on the phone from the 920. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So where are you calling us from?
Oconto.
Oconto. Nice. So that's a little bit of a drive. But is this your first game of the season?
Yes.
Well, I hope you have a good time.
The weather is going to be perfect, Adam. It should just be a beautiful, beautiful night.
Who are you going to invite to come with you?
I'm probably going to bring my son.
Nice.
All right. Father-son.
Very fun father-son night, Adam. Well, congratulations, and thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Yep, thank you.
Have fun. Take a picture. Don't forget to take a picture and tag us, Civic Media and As Goes Wisconsin on social media. Well, very fun. Well, we have another set of tickets to give away later in today's show, which we will definitely do probably, I'm feeling the second half of the second hour. We also have some guests coming up in the next hour. We have Craig Dickman, who is the managing director of Titletown Tech, which is a venture capital firm in, you guessed it, Green Bay. And so we're going to be talking to him about what is Titletown Tech, the importance of venture capital and our startup scene, what some of their portfolio companies are and what they look for with their portfolio companies when they're making decisions on who to invest in. And so I'm really looking forward to talking to Craig Dickman, and that's going to be coming up at noon. And then at 12:30, we're talking to Quentin Claibon, who is a senior research director at the Institute for Reforming Government and has been working in education reform, I think, basically his entire career when I looked up his LinkedIn as far as, and he's also from Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, cool.
So we'll do a little shout out to him. Which I can't remember what high school he went to, but shout out to Wisconsin Rapids. But Quentin will be here, and we're going to talk about education reform, basically, and where Wisconsin's at. And I think sometimes the partisan divide that happens and gets in the way, arguably, as far as trying to move things forward and improve Wisconsin's state of education. And so that's coming up at 12:30. But for now, we're going to do a quiz.
All right.
Do the brew quiz for this week. Let's see how closely we were paying attention, Jane. All right. Number one, which company just became the first European firm ever to exceed a $500 billion market valuation? A, SAP. B, Siemens. C, L'Oreal. D, LVMH, which is Louis Vuitton.
And that's the one I'm going with.
Yeah. Me too. All right. Number two, which media figure did not get fired from, which media figure did not get fired from or say they were leaving their current post this week? Did not. A, Don Lemon. B, Nate Silver. C, Wolf Blitzer. D, Tucker Carlson.
Oh, I think it's Wolfie.
It is Wolfie. that one we do not need to wait for the reveal. I guess maybe the surprise one for people if they didn't hear. It was not as much of a splash, but Nate Silver is leaving. Because basically, I think...
Who is he working for?
Well, he started 538.
Right.
And I think he was working for ABC.
Okay.
And so they were either investors or owned 538. Three. GM plans to discontinue which vehicle this year? A, the Chevy Bolt. B, GMC Savannah. C, Chevy Malibu. D, Cadillac Escalade.
Boy, I have no idea. Give me them again, please.
Chevy Bolt, GMC Savannah. I don't know if I'm saying that right. C, Chevy Malibu. D, Cadillac Escalade.
I'll go with the Savannah.
I'm going with Chevy Bolt.
Okay.
Mostly because I know that's true.
Oh, well, there you go.
Four, which potential acquisition has been blocked by UK regulators? British Airways and EasyJet, Microsoft and Activision Blizzard, C, Pfizer and Seagen, D, Qatari Sheikh Jasmine bin Hamad. Qatari Sheikh Jasim bin Hamad Al Thani Manchester and Manchester United.
Oh, wow. That's quite a mouthful.
So there's a soccer team, and who's buying them? I butchered that. I am sorry. But I'm going to go with Microsoft and Activision Blizzard.
And I'm going to go with the soccer club.
Oh, okay. All right. Last one. Ed Sheeran went to court this week to address accusations that his song Thinking Out Loud plagiarizes which 1970s hit? Stairway to Heaven, Born to Run, Let's Get It On, Superstition.
Let's get it on.
All right. How you feeling?
I think I'm going to do half and half. I'm not entirely confident.
I think this was a joint effort, but we got 5 out of 5.
Hey.
All right. So yes, LVMH became the first European company with a $500 billion market cap. I'm pretty sure
that's the company that Selma Hayek's husband runs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was... Does he run... He's not like the family... I feel like that was one of those companies I once read about where like all these offspring, like all the siblings of the founder are running different divisions, and it's like potentially could be a succession type situation as far as who will eventually take over. I also don't know who Selma Hayek's husband is.
François-Henri Pinault.
Okay.
A French businessman, CEO of Kering and president of Groupe Artemis. So maybe he is not the head of LVMH. Irregardless.
So that is number one. Then Wolf Blitzer did not announce a departure from CNN this week. GM plans to discontinue the Chevy Bolt. UK regulators have blocked the Microsoft Activision Blizzard deal.
Okay.
And Sheeran is accused of plagiarizing Let's Get It On. Which I have to listen to those songs next to each other. I was reading a little bit about this, and basically there's like a 4-chord
progression
that's what the suit is pending on, is basically, these 4 chords, is it plagiarizing? And I think Ed Sheeran's argument is basically, there's a lot of songs you could find this 4-chord progression in, and so...
There's only so many notes.
I mean, that's true. When you lay over pop songs over each other, a lot of them sound the same.
Absolutely.
So, should be interesting to see where that goes. But yeah. All right, well, we're going to take another break, but if you want to win the other set of Brewers tickets...
For tonight
at 7:10. We will do that in the next hour, so stay tuned for that. And if you can't go to the game, you can always listen to the game on Civic Media's flagship Brew stations, WISS Oshkosh Air Support, as well as WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. But stay tuned through the top of the hour news. We'll be back with Craig Dickman from Titletown Tech. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.